Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With regard to the hadith that we read yesterday, that is a person who makes wudu and a good beautiful wudu. فأحسن الوضوء. He beautifies his wudu. So all our dini actions must also be beautified. Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, as a person wants beauty in all his dunya's things, more than that he should have beauty in his deen's things. We should be concerned not only to do our matters of deen, but to do them beautifully, in the best way. And then the value of Jummah is mentioned. There are great, great merits of Jummah. Yesterday, the day of Jummah passed. How many Jummahs have passed in our lives? How much have we taken benefit of the Jummah? Jummah is power-packed with great, great barakah and great, great benefits for us. But for us, it is just one more day like a Friday, like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, just one more day. If we realize also and we put it in our heads that it is Jummah, then the connotation and the meaning that will come through, the value of the day of Jummah. And then we will start appreciating this great day of Jummah. A person from days before will start looking forward for the day of Jummah. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. How much we don't look forward for the other two Eids, we prepare for them, etc. We have feeling. Have we got one bit of that for the day of Jummah? Ulama have written that the night of Jummah is more greater than Laylatul Qadr also. Laylatul Qadr, we all know how great a night it is, better than 1,000 months. But the night of Jummah, some ulama have said, is even more greater. But it comes, Thursday night comes, the night passes. For us it is just one more night, no real difference. No difference in our ibadah, no difference in our feeling that it is this great and auspicious day. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, the best day that the sun rises on is the day of Jummah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, it is the king of all days, the days of Jummah. But how much do we feel, prepare, how much do we make more ibadat? And one very special ibadat of the day of Jummah is Durood Sharif Salawat ala Nabi. The day of yesterday passed, the day of Jummah, 24 hours. According to how we calculate from Thursday Maghrib till Friday Maghrib. Each one asked how much Durood Sharif did I read. And actually we should be increasing our Durood. Every day we should be reading Durood and Jummah we should be increasing. But even so, did I even read one Durood during this 24-hour period? It shows what appreciation we have got for this great day. So this day has got great, great value. And then there are special amal for the day of Jummah which we should observe. There is amal sitta, six amal that we should observe. And amal khasa, other very special amal for the day of Jummah to make it that valuable day and to get all the great benefits. So if we do that, then we will get the benefit of the day of Jummah. Further, it is written that a perfect ablution entails observing all the relevant sunnat and adab, etiquettes associated with wudu. That we don't just make wudu a slapdash job, but that we take care that everything is done properly. When we washing the face, we make sure the place between the ear lobes and the beard, that small section, doesn't get left out. Where the moustache grows, that place doesn't get left out. Our elbows, our ankles, and also where the toes meet the feet, that area, it must not get left out also. It must be washed properly between the toes also. Water must reach everywhere and we must rub dalak. must be done everywhere properly. So to make a proper wudu is also an effort, and till we get used to it, to make a proper wudu, not just to rush through wudu. Wudu itself is a great ibadat also. And great, great virtues have been mentioned for wudu also. So especially like for Jum'ah, we should take even more care. Then further, the hadith highlights the importance of focusing the body and soul to the Jum'ah sermon. The khutbah of Jum'ah, that fully we should be devoted to it. Zohar namaz is 4 rakat. Jum'ah is 2 faraz. The other 2 are the 2 khutbahs. So as the respect of namaz is, the same respect should be of the khutbah also. During the khutbah also, we should not talk anything. We should not be fiddling with our clothes or anything. We should not be looking around. We should pay full attention to the khutbah. Even if we're not understanding the Arabic, just like we don't understand the namaz, the Quran Sharif, for most of us we don't understand, but we show our respect. The same way for the khutbah also, the same respect must be shown fully for the whole khutbah also. Playing with pebbles is a useless activity. Hence, any form of disinterest towards the service is forbidden. Now, there are not pebbles in the masjid anymore, but still, we should not be fiddling with anything. Our clothing, our glasses, or anything. We should be paying our attention to the khutbah. Not the sleeping also. Not thinking about other things also. We should be paying proper attention to the khutbah, and we should learn how to observe Jum'ah properly. And then we will get all the great benefits of Jum'ah. From other hadith we learn that even advising another person to remain silent while the Jum'ah khutbah is in progress is forbidden. So much the respect is, just like if we are in namaz and somebody is doing something wrong. In namaz we can't stop that person. So during the khutbah also, if anyone is doing anything wrong, besides the imam himself, we are not allowed to even stop that person from the wrong that he's doing. We just must concentrate, just like as though we are in namaz, that full respect, then we will get the benefit of the khutbah, even if we don't understand. Just like the miracle of the Quran Sharif is, that if we understand it, we benefit, and if we don't understand the Quran, it's the miracle of the Quran that we'll still get the benefit. The same way with the khutbah, which is, and it should be only in Arabic. It is totally wrong wherever people are giving the khutbah in other languages. The khutbah, the whole khutbah must be only in Arabic. Just like Quran Sharif, it is the Arabic Quran Sharif that is the original. The adhan cannot be given in any other language. The namaz cannot be made in any other language. The khutbah also cannot be made in any other language. Where there are people doing it, it is incorrect. It is wrong what they are doing. But the khutbah must be also only in the Arabic language, and we must listen to it properly. Ulama have stated that the reward for a single day of Jumu'ah is multiplied tenfold. Hence, a total of 10 days minor sins are forgiven. Because the reward of every good deed is multiplied by 10 times according to a law mentioned in the Quran Sharif. In the Quran Sharif it comes, you do a good deed, Allah multiplies it by 10. So Jum'ah, if we observe it properly, we get the barakat of it for 10 days. And before the 10 days are finished, the next Jum'ah was there already. From there again 10 days. In other words, we are drowning in goodness and barakat and blessings from Allah Ta'ala if we observe the Jum'ah properly. But if it is just like Jum'ah came and we have to make Jum'ah, so we make Jum'ah and it's the end of the story, no big deal. We don't apply ourselves. We are depriving ourselves of lot of good. It is meritorious to perfect one's wudu and be punctual for Jum'ah Salah. We should make our wudu, our ghusl properly. And Jum'ah, the more better it is that we make our ghusl. And in that ghusl is our Jum'ah. Not that we make the Jummah, the ghusl before, and before namaz we make the wuzu. It is also correct, it is permissible. But if we make our Jummah a ghusl, and in that ghusl is the wuzu also, and then we go for Jummah, then that is much more meritorious. And then we will get the full spirit of the Jummah. The Jummah khutbah is an important forum and channel through which people may learn the teachings of Islam. That is another very important aspect. Jummah is such an occasion that all people come, and they should all should come. And it's the time that the khutbah is given. Khutbah is a bayan. It is in Arabic. We all don't understand Arabic. So the translation or a bayan which that be given is the ideal occasion to teach people the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And for people to learn the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Like that we won't take out other time. But Jummah we all go. So it is a very, very valuable occasion for the Imam, the Imams also. That they don't just pass the time, Jummah time, but they give a definite message at that time. It is a wonderful platform and a wonderful forum where deen can be taught. And if we also go with the niyat to learn our deen, if there is ikhlas in the listener and ikhlas in the speaker, then there will be great, great benefit. So the Jummah occasion of the bayan should not be also abused. And it should not be allowed to go empty. And it should not be allowed to be just passing time. Just to filling up the time with a bayan. That we spoke half an hour, 20 minutes, but we said nothing. And we were just talking, but nothing we told. It shouldn't be like that. A definite message we should give. And for that also, it is more preferable that there is one imam, not every week a different imam. Then the mindset of the people, the zahin of the people cannot be made up. When every week there is a different speaker. If there is one speaker and he drives them in a certain direction, how he wants to mold his people, then there will be benefit. Occasionally, a guest speaker can also come. But basically, it must be a proper effort that the imam is making on his community, on his congregation. And occasionally, some other imam comes, no problem. So this is a very valuable occasion that we have. We should not let it go past unnoticed, without taking the benefit, without all the preparation. Jummah we must look forward to, and to take the full benefit of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq.